whenever you get into the Olympics, the first couple of days, you're thinking, right, then where's this going to go? And then there is that feeling of excitement because you'll see some incredible athlete do something special. And then we all get excited about it. And I think over the next 2 weeks, you will have everyone watching the Olympics and everyone talking about the Olympics, because that's what normally happens every 4 years.
Unfortunately, this time around, there's been a bit of a shadow hanging over it, especially the cheat word. It seems to be very much to the fore. And sometimes, I presume, there will be athletes who fall foul of whatever they're taking in their supplements or whatever they're taking in their food or their medication, and they could have their name blighted. They absolutely could have their name blighted without any intent. But, sadly, those who are caught out cheating tend to be using some sort of banned substance. And there's a spotlight this morning on Michael O'Reilly, who's a middleweight boxer from Ireland. That's a major setback, isn't it?
Oh, without question. These Olympics have been blighted with controversy. There's no doubt about that, because we've had all the problems with the Russians and the state doping, essentially, of their athletes over there. There's the controversy over Lizzie Armistead, the British cyclist, and her missing her own drugs test. And then, of course, news broke last night about Michael O'Reilly, him failing the drugs test. He's currently suspended. Frank Penton, a full investigation, and basically Michael has got a week to clear his name. But these things don't do the Olympics any favours, that's for sure. It's just like back in 1988, whenever Ben Johnson was found to have cheated. But the thing is, the vast majority of athletes in Rio are going to be clean athletes, you know, and while we should criticise and try and the athletes who take drugs, and we should always try and take them away from those particular sports. This is a time to also celebrate sport and celebrate the achievements of clean athletes, because there's going to be supermen and superwomen out there. Frank, these people really are superheroes where sport's concerned, you know, and I just can't wait to see how they're going to perform. People like Usain Bolt, obviously, is going to be at the top of the tree. Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympic swimmer of all time, he's back in the pool. And then, of course, you've got all our Northern Ireland stars, Michael Conlon and Paddy Barnes, topping that particular bill. I do believe that those two brilliant boxers will bring back gold medals to Belfast. And it's going to be really exciting watching that happen.
Yeah, just watching them on Twitter last night, hanging out with Rafa Nadal, Paddy and Mick, they're not afraid to go over and have a yarn with some famous names, and very engaging and pleasant lads. I suppose a name that we don't really give much consideration to or hadn't been thinking about until very recently is Patrick Houston, the young guy with the, as the man would have said, up the country with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, and I know Patrick well, and he is quite a character, Frank. He's going to unveil a new hairstyle today. He's the first Northern Ireland competitor in action at the Olympics. He's involved in archery, and he's competing for Team GB. He's also their first competitor, and he's really relishing the prospect of opening up things for Team GB. He can't wear his lucky peak cap when he's competing at the Olympics because of some sponsorship issue. So he was a bit disappointed with that. But hopefully his aim will be true today. Essentially, this is all about qualifying. So there's 64 archers who will take to the stage, and they'll try and get the best score, and that will determine who they will play in the head-to-head archery. But Patrick is really proud to be from Northern Ireland. He was educated at Campbell College, and his parents and his brother are out in Rio, and I know he can't wait to get started. And you know, what a moment for a 20-year-old from Northern Ireland to be essentially the main man for the moment, Frank. And after he competes today, he will go to the Olympic opening ceremony in the iconic Maracanã Stadium. So this is the day of his life, it really is.
It's without a shadow of a doubt. He is a bit of a showman, you're suggesting there, by unveiling a new hairstyle. He'll be noticed worldwide by billions.
Oh, without question. And you know, whenever he's doing interviews, he's never shy, and that's for sure. He's got incredible self-belief, and that's what all these athletes have to have whenever they're going into the Olympics. I know Michael Conlon has it as well. Paddy Barnes has it. They have bronze medals from previous Olympics, Frank, but it's only about one colour for them in Brazil this time around, and that is gold. They are desperate to win gold for themselves and their countries and their families, and most important of all, their little daughters. They both have two little girls, or one girl each, and they are so desperate to be able to come home and hang the gold medal around their children's necks. So, yeah, they're going to be brilliant to watch. And I think we should also mention the Chambers brothers, Richard and Peter. They won silver in London 2012. They're in different boats this time around, but I believe they're genuine medal chances. And the other man who won a medal at London is Alan Campbell. And Alan will make history this year. He becomes only the first Northern Ireland competitor to compete in four Olympic Games. This will be his last Olympic Games. And the Olympic stories are fantastic, Frank. They're different to any other story you can get in the world. This month, Alan Campbell will compete in the Olympics. Next month, Alan Campbell will go and have two job interviews because he's entering the financial sector, and he hopes he does well in those job interviews. And then you have Breeze Connolly, a 38-year-old woman who lives in Belfast, originally from Leitrim. She's running the marathon. And amazingly, she only took up running because she wanted to make friends after she moved to Belfast. And 14 years later, she's going to be competing in the Rio Olympics. What a story that is. And it's the games are going to be full of these amazing, inspirational stories. And I just can't wait to see how all the big stars do and how the so-called lesser lights will do, because this is their moment in the sun, this is their moment to shine, and this is their time to be an Olympian.
Well, no doubt, Stephen, you'll be able to follow all those stories in the Belfast Telegraph. And, Stephen, one final point. Do you think Rio is up to delivering the actual games in the way that we expect them to be delivered?
Well, I genuinely hope so. Frank, throughout the ages, there has always been scare stories. I remember as far back as Athens, whenever they said that Athens wouldn't be ready to hold the Olympics, and the Olympics over there, from an athlete's perspective, were a success. Even before the London Games, people were concerned if London could host an event of such magnitude, and they did. It was probably the best Games I can remember. And now it's up to Rio at their turn. They have experience of holding the World Cup a few years ago, so they're certainly not new to holding major events. And I genuinely hope by the end of this Olympics that we're talking about fantastic feats, inspirational athletes, and Northern Ireland gold medals. Obviously, there'll be people who will let us down, and they will be caught cheating, and there will be controversy surrounding that. But I want to feel inspired. I want my children to feel inspired. I want the people of Northern Ireland to feel inspired about what their own are doing out in Rio. And I really believe that this time, Northern Ireland will have gold medals to celebrate.